Welcome to Batescast, a series of podcasts delving into all things legal as we adjust to the new normal. In today's episode, I'm joined by Lisa McLean, head of our employment team. As the UK returns to work, employers are facing a fresh set of challenges, from new expectations around agile working to restructuring, redundancy and reputation. Lisa's going to talk us through the main considerations now. Welcome, Lucy. With lockdown easing and more companies gradually returning to work, what have you been hearing from heads of HR about their plans and concerns?
We've been hearing really different things from different organisations. Many organisations are needing to restructure and make cost savings, as you would expect. But on the other hand, for others, it's more business as usual, and their concerns are about how to carry out that business as usual in these unusual circumstances. The sort of issues that are coming up for those businesses are things like, how do you review someone's probation period while they're still in lockdown? How do you carry out disciplinary processes? And so on. Some businesses are really keen to get staff back to the physical workplace. And for them, there are questions around addressing health and safety concerns. For instance, can employees be expected to return to work if they have concerns about using public transport or if they're shielding a family member? For other organisations, it's about how they're going to continue to optimise home working and reduce their physical footprint in the office going forward. There's definitely no one approach to this next phase.
Okay, thanks. Even with assistance from the furlough scheme, many organisations are managing difficult financial situations. With potential restructures on the horizon, what top three tips would you recommend to leaders who are considering a restructure?
Okay, well, first, I would say be really clear about whether what you're facing is a redundancy situation. Legally, redundancy can apply even if an employer doesn't wish to lose any staff headcount, if it might be necessary under their plans to dismiss and re-engage staff. And this has implications for the need to do formal collective consultation if 20 or more staff are involved and to notify the Secretary of State. So it's really important to be clear about the numbers of staff as well. The second thing I would say is map out a clear timeline for the restructure with what needs to be done at each stage and, really importantly, who is going to be responsible for it. Make sure that this is realistic in terms of other organisational priorities and your resources. We've seen many restructures come adrift because ultimately the time and personnel can't be committed to the process because of other things that are going on. Finally, what I would say is try to look beyond the immediate COVID situation to what's going to work for your organisation in the longer term. What efficiencies could or should you be making in any event? Whilst one doesn't want to be opportunistic about this crisis, there could be the chance to do something more than respond to the immediate problem and address broader organisational issues.
Of course. Do you have any advice for leaders on managing the reputational aspect of difficult decision making?
Yes, I would say think ahead to what is the worst interpretation of your decisions that could be made and be ready with a proactive, positive response. Focus on how the decision-making is helping to achieve the business's core objectives. For instance, putting a greater proportion of resources into frontline service delivery, or how it's ensuring the long-term security of the business and your remaining staff. Plan your internal and external communications, and if you can, have someone with specific responsibility for their delivery.
Okay. With more people than ever before now comfortable with working from home, how do you see flexible working developing? Any pitfalls employers should look out for?
The increase in home working has generally been a really positive side of lockdown, and it's likely that we'll see a step change in the approach to flexible working going forward. Some of the challenges for employers, though, are likely to be managing different views between the employer and the employee about how well home working is going. For example, an employee might think that they're doing almost 100% of their job effectively working from home, but their employer may think it's more like 50%, and so it's not sustainable. In this situation, there's going to need to be an honest conversation about this, and that conversation should start sooner rather than later. The next point I would say is how, as an employer, you keep teams cohesive and motivated, and how you manage performance if longer-term home working continues. There's only so long everyone can operate in crisis mode, and there's a danger that morale will plummet and performance levels drop as this continues. And finally, I would highlight practical issues like risk assessments for employees in their home workspaces and what expenses they can claim for home working. There's been a level of tolerance by employees for these sorts of issues while home working was an emergency measure. But in my view, there are increasingly going to be challenges from employees saying that they're working in unsuitable conditions at home and incurring costs on their utilities and so on. And so these kind of areas are going to need more strategic thought by employers in the longer term.
Okay, great. And finally, in a rapidly changing landscape, what do you think the new normal will look like for employers in 12 months' time?
As I've said, I'd expect us to see a lot more home working and a lot more use of technology. Technology has been a real positive in many ways. How platforms like Zoom and Teams have enabled virtual meetings to take place, saving a lot of time and travel cost. And that looks set to continue and be part of the future norm as many businesses hurriedly embrace this technology. But it will be very different in different businesses, of course, as I said earlier. And also the experience of employees will be different. Whilst many employees are enjoying home working and may be keen to continue with it, equally there are others who are very keen to return to a defined workplace and to interact in person with colleagues. And it's really important that leaders take into account that people's circumstances may be very different and likewise their wishes for the future. Employers should always bear in mind that one size does not fit all.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thanks for making the time to join us today, Lucy.
Thanks very much for having me.
I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. To stay up to date with the latest employment issues, visit bateswells.co.uk to sign up to our mailing list or explore our free resources. Until next time, from all of us at Bateswells, we hope you all stay safe.